You guys, welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. It is me, Troy McKitty.
And Kelly Williams.
And we are doing a wild episode this week. So we get a lot of requests from people to do more A-list celebrities on our main feed, because we do a lot of A-listers like on our Patreon, and also more like salacious, kind of like dark episodes on the main feed, because we also do those on our Patreon. Look no further than Miss Angelina Jolie to fill that void for you. This is going to be a doozy. So, right from the top, trigger warning. It should not surprise you. We're talking about Angelina Jolie. So, trigger warning in pretty much every aspect. Like, if you have a blood issue, this may not be your episode, just so you know.
I just saw there are 48 pages of notes. Holy shit.
Yeah, she has a ton of blind items, like going all the way back. I think Will and Jada, we started in like 99 or something. Hers officially goes back to 98. So I think she may be our furthest, like, going back in history celebrity. Buckle your fucking wigs down, girls.
And just so everyone knows, we do know you want us to talk about Adam Levine, and we will be talking about him. Usually we don't give away Patreon episodes, but he is going to be our Patreon episode.
I'm excited for Adam's blinds. Like, I've never cared until this week, and now I'm like very much care. But yeah, that's gonna be great.
And just remember, guys, everything, I mean, we haven't said our opinions yet, but I'm just going to put it out there. Everything from here on out is alleged.
Well, I'm anxious to know, what are your thoughts on Angelina Jolie? She's so polarizing.
Yeah, growing up, I was not an Angelina Jolie gal, even before the whole Brad Pitt thing. I remember being like scared of her when I was little, like just afraid of her on red carpets and stuff. And I didn't really like get her. But now that I'm older, I see it. I think she's an incredible mom, incredible actress, a great activist who doesn't just like put her face on things. She's actually about that life. Unless blinds are going to tell me differently, which I'm terrified of.
No, keep going, because this will be really interesting for the end.
I'm so scared. But yeah, I was definitely the girl who would wear like a Team Jen shirt instead of a Team Angelina shirt. But I think now that I'm older and I see the way she's been with her kids and she's really taking kind of a step back from Hollywood, I think, to be with her kids. And I give her a lot of credit for that. What about you?
I actually was a big Angelina person. Like, I really, for whatever reason, I just like really took to her. After I saw Gia for the first time, I remember I just used to watch Gia over. And like, I used to watch that movie every day because it used to be on HBO a lot. And I just became really fascinated by, and I also in the 90s was obsessed with like Girl Interrupted kind of women. I feel like those girls were like marketed like, dark girls that were like mysterious and had like issues. And like, that was really cool. Like, the Fiona Apple of it all. I really like took to that kind of like vibe. So I really liked her. I liked her darkness and like how mysterious she was. And it always felt like she wasn't like a lot of like the alt girls, like they try to be so like cool or whatever. And like Angelina was like the real deal, Like, she really was about that dark, seedy life. And I just thought that was cool. I very famously hated Jennifer Aniston my entire life. So when all that happened, I was like, oh, fuck yeah, Team Angelina. Like, she's cool and mysterious. And he, like, she saved him from this boring marriage. Like, total, like, idiot young person. I pulled the blinds this week, so it's hard to. Angelina's wild. I don't know, man. Angelina is hardcore. Like, she truly is about that life, and it's like not a joke.
How do you feel about Jen now that you're older? Kind of the same?
Now that I'm older, I realize that the reasons that I didn't like her had everything to do with like how she was marketed and like not really her. She's never been like problematic or anything. Like, she's fine, but I just. The marketing of Jennifer Aniston was like a lot for me, of her being the most beautiful woman ever born, and this idea that she's just like, she can do no wrong. And I'm like, this is a really sweet woman who shows up on the red carpet with her hair down, wearing black every I mean, she couldn't be more boring. You know what I mean? So that annoyed me. But now I'm older, and especially after the morning shows, like, changed my opinion a lot. I'm like, oh, she can act, you know? Yeah, should we get started?
I'm terrified.
You should be. I'm gonna be honest, you should be. I'm not even gonna like fuck around. Like, this is a crazy episode.
Okay, I'm ready.
So our first blind, like I said, is in 1998. What very famous son of a sort of famous dad slept with his co-star? The sort of famous daughter of a very famous dad? Very tongue-tie. So that's Angelina Jolie allegedly sleeping with Timothy Hutton.
And now we're in 2001. Speaking of famous couples, one of showbiz's most flamboyant is heading for, well, God knows what. The pair's heroin habit is now so extreme that they're shooting up in newly acquired and hidden from the public tattoos to disguise the track marks. Billy Bob and Angie. Was that ever confirmed her drug use or no? I'm just curious if you know.
She's talked a lot about like her past and like really how her life kind of imitated Gia's in a lot of ways.
Okay.
But her drug stuff is like some of the worst I think that we've covered on the show so far. This fairly new Hollywood couple has been making a public spectacle of smooching all over town. Their outrageous behavior makes one wonder if there are illicit substances involved. Recently, they got really raunchy at a party, and she thrust her hands down his pants while engaging in a sizzling public makeout session. Eyes really popped when the blonde female star of a hot TV series couldn't resist joining in, giving both male and female deep, lingering kisses. Not long after, the lusty threesome left the bash together. That's Angelina and Billy Bob. It doesn't say who the TV star was, though.
We're now in 2002. Quote, we're doing a cover shoot for a big magazine. I called the publicist a million times to make sure I brought all the right clothes. The publicist kept telling me, glamorous. When we got there, the actress was 3 hours late, and she said, look, I'm tired of all this glamour. The only way I'll do it is if you dress me down. She wanted to wear chinos and a white t-shirt. Truthfully, this woman looks better when she's dressed up, but she refused, so we did it her way. Then the magazine cropped the photo and only used her face.
The sex scene gone too far. This actor who we're working with was so out of control that it was embarrassing. His girlfriend was a naive actress who was so smitten that nobody could convince her that he was playing around and drinking too much. He kept it pretty well hidden when she was on set, but when she came up to Vancouver to surprise him for his birthday, she got the shock of her life. She found him in his trailer, stoned off of his butt, kissing his co-star. He almost had the girlfriend convinced that they were just rehearsing for the movie until she found the other actress's underwear in the drawer. Security had to come and break up the fight that ensued between these two women. And that is so Edward Burns, Heather Graham, and Angelina Jolie on Life or Something Like It.
That's a lot of like big eyes fighting, Angelina Jolie versus Heather Graham.
Big eyes, that's funny.
We're now in 2003. If you're wondering why this stunning gal, so famous for public love affairs, has seemingly become a serious adult, three words: serotonin uptake inhibitor. And she used to be such a fun gal. Is that saying she's on like medication?
I guess that was a weird way to say
Okay.
it. So we're now in 2004. Which Tinseltown temptress, known for her racy behavior, shocked the staff of a stodgy fashion magazine? After the couture shoot, the pouty princess insisted on stripping down to her birthday suit and made the photographer take some private nude snaps for her own collection. She's very Gia. Like, she literally is Gia. It's wild.
Yeah. Which box office hero is so smitten with the lush leading lady of his next picture that observers liken him to a puppy nipping at her heels in other parts? Meanwhile, his wife can't figure out why he's been so distracted lately. Hollywood insiders expect the whole thing to bust open later this week when the lovebirds will be in Cannes at the same time for different movies. The hero, Brad Pitt, the leading lady, Angelina Jolie, and of course, the wife is Jennifer Aniston. Can I just say, that whole thing, I think Jen knew the whole time. She's not some dumb girl.
Right. And Angelina's reputation was that, like, she only likes to sleep with married men. Like, that's literally her kink. Like, it still is. Like, she likes fucking married men, and she's never really been quiet or shy about it. So you think she's gonna be on a set with Brad Pitt for months, pretending to be these like lovers beating each other up and shit? Like, of course she's gonna fuck him, you know?
Yeah. It's almost like the Beyonce, Jay-Z, Rihanna stuff. It's like Beyonce's not stupid, neither is Jennifer Aniston.
Right. I agree with that. She's a sassy, sexy thing with a booming movie career that just won't quit. And it turns out that she's got an appetite that just won't quit either. Just check out her curious habit of juggling several no-name boyfriends at the same time. Not all that hard a thing to do, considering how much time she spends filming and making the scenes all around the planet. Why, she's even hired a couple of her anonymous studs to join the staff that waits on her hand and foot. Not that she keeps them on very long once they've outlived their usefulness. But Dolly knows that the real reason the lusty thing lives to keep her dating options in the multiples is because her favorite way to get her freak on is to do it in threesomes and foursomes and yes, fivesomes.
Oh my. It's going down to Jacksonville. Things were indeed hotter than a pepper sprout for this couple spotted renting a car from Enterprise, holding hands and acting like everything was cool, despite the fact they are both red hot actors getting headlines aplenty. If he's expecting to remain friends with his estranged wife, these PDAs can only serve to corrode that relationship. His divorced paramour, however, has nothing to fear since the public has grown to accept her jolly antics. Confirmation? We don't need no stinking confirmation. And that's Brad Pitt, Angie, and Jennifer. So Brad and Angie in getting cars from Enterprise together.
That's like really silly to me.
I know. But you know, someone at like the Jacksonville Enterprise is like, holy shit.
Just funny to picture them walking in. Like, I used to work for Enterprise,
Oh.
and yeah, and I know like when you go in there, you have to like give them like a bill and shit and your name to get a car. Like, it's just funny to picture Brad Pitt going in with like a heating bill and being like, What sexy male star who was rumored to be having a steamy email relationship with a sexy female star is telling pals that the rumor is false because he doesn't even know how to use email? It's Brad and Angelina. Very 2004.
Now we're in 2005. Trigger warning, eating disorder stuff. Which A-list actress has sparked rumors of an eating disorder on the set of her latest film? The rail-thin, pouty babe orders enough nosh for at least three people in her trailer at mealtime and spends four times longer on bathroom breaks than other actors and crew.
These former lesbian lovers who are so outspoken about their admiration for each other are less forthcoming about their shared interests in heroin. And that's Angelina and Jenny Shimizu. And that is like going to be a reoccurring thing until 2022, that Angelina is like very strictly a heroin girl. And like, yeah, that's all
Okay.
I'll say.
Now we're in 2006. Which world-famous globe-trotting beauty is rumored to be having a same-sex affair with a Victoria's Secret model? Some even say her lucky husband is allowed to switch in. Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, and Carolina Kurkova. And I mean, we've talked about those Victoria's Secret girls. I feel like they all
Yeah.
dabble in the lady pond every once in a while.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, this is our first Ted Casablanca blind, and this is the reveal of Ted's name for Angelina. Some people love fake a la ferocity. The rest live to hate her. This do-it-all diva, known to dabble in everything from fab sex to fabber shoes, has her hand in pretty much everything these days. Endorsements, charitable endeavors, entertainment projects, you name it, and all the wowing while fake Ella manages to look super duper delish in the process. Well, she used to, at least. Lately, F2's once an enviable bod has changed for the worst. And her hunky man isn't the only person concerned about the once divinely gifted babe. Nope. Now, a very few inside industry types are also concerned about our gal fakey. See, Fakey has enjoyed a fairly good reputation in the media and rags until recently. She's known for being accessible, candid, and honest. How very friggin' heretical here in lip-cemented T-Town. Apparently, Miss F's hiding one hell of a secret, and I'm the bitch to fill you in on what exactly it is that has those select few Hollywood movers and shakers so shaking in their Prada wear. Good Lord, regarding Fakey, she's got what's known as a heroin habit. Well, she's hardly the first dame in this drug-infested enclave to fall down that slippery alley, right? It's just so damn rich to find this out, knowing how utterly b benevolent our do-gooding broad happens to be as of late. It makes you wonder how long before everyone finds out what's really behind fake Allah's rapidly withering figure. It'll be Paris who? Should that happen, trust. All that to say that Angelina Jolie has an alleged heroin problem.
And now we have another Ted Blind, so buckle up. Fake Ala Ferocity knows how to have it all. She's got the fans, the perfect relationship, the career, the love, the adoration, the healed needle marks. What more could a chick want in life? Maybe to hold onto that existence, perhaps? When we last spoke of Miss F, everybody was gossiping in overdrive because she was so painfully thin. And you know, most folks thought it was starvation stuff, but the honey doll just wasn't eating much. Not true. F, too, was shooting up with the best of them. And trust, plenty of H-Wood honey pies are on heroin right now. I mean, forget closeted fagolas. That's the real dirty secret in town, for now at least. But fake Ala needed to get off the hard stuff for a variety of reasons, family and biz included. Firstly, she's done it before. Secondly, she's not stupid. Miss Ferocity knows damn well if she keeps up the drugs, like most of her addicted colleagues have, she'll say bye-bye to everything she's nabbed. FF has no intention on pulling a Belushi, I assure you. And that is why fake Ala employs some of Hele's fanciest docs, their specialty being weaning famous folks off drugs via synthetic goodies that make anybody's bad day a tad more doable. Roughing it in rehab? No, babes. That's for the little people. However, there does lie a small kink in this elite indulgent sitch. Prob being that Ferocity's doctors think that their client is intending to quit for good. Yeah, she'll do all that about as soon as she stops screwing whomever she pleases. See the cleaning ups for F2's current activities, babes. Then it's right back to anorexia rumors. Count on it. Oof.
And that makes, I mean, so much sense that, it's like obviously you would rather have these people come to your house. And like we've heard Demi talk about that. Mariah Carey has talked about that too. Like it's really, I feel like it has to be pretty bad for you to like leave your house to go to rehab if you're like a really famous person. Like Whitney, even, they're like, no, we'll just like do rehab in your house, Like, I don't know. It just makes sense to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Celebrity one and two hate each other for several reasons. But for right now, the celebrity one really hates the fact that celebrity two is grabbing the headlines. So celebrity one will soon be announcing something that was supposed to be a secret for a while longer. Why the change in schedule? It's simply because Celebrity One wants to push Celebrity Two out of the media spotlight right after the new year. Celebrity One, who adopts an I'm so above it all attitude in public, is actually very competitive and very, very calculating in private. In fact, Celebrity One has struck a deal with a certain media source for an exclusive announcement involving a change in family structure. It's very shrewd and certain to grab magazine covers from Celebrity Two throughout much of 2009. So that's Celebrity One being Angelina and Celebrity Two being Jennifer Aniston. And one thing that I want to point out that I think is very important before we go any more forward is that Angelina Jolie very famously does not have a publicist. She's her
Oh,
own publicist.
holy
She's been her
shit.
own publicist since the 90s. She doesn't have like a team. So anything you read about her, anything that you see and like whatever out there about her, it's like she like usually wants it out there. She's really, really involved in like Like she's basically like an A-list Heidi and Spencer. Like she's very much involved in the calling of the paparazzi and all that stuff. Like she does all her own PR. So keep that in mind.
I'm actually really glad you brought that up because Spencer was on Hollywood Raw and he brought up that Angelina Jolie called the paparazzi. Where were they? In Costa Rica, I think, when they were spotted on the beach,
Oh,
Brad and
for the first time
Angie.
with Brad.
Yeah. And everyone was like, Spencer's
Yeah.
crazy. And then the paparazzi came out and was like, no, she's the one who did call.
Yeah, I mean she's infamous for like she will call. And when you think about it, it's like, yeah, of course, like when you know that and you're like, well, yeah, the paparazzi weren't just like strolling on the beach in Co on a private beach in Costa Rica, like obviously she called.
I think if I was an A-list actor, singer, celebrity, I would call paparazzi and be like, you can get these photos and then leave me alone.
1000%. I would
So,
too.
yeah, I kind of like don't blame when celebrities call paparazzi, only if they complain about paparazzi, then I get annoyed.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's very smart. And I think, especially if you have kids, it's like a way to be able to at least kind of control like the craziness around the children. And like, I know, like, right now, I think there's a few celebrities like Blake Lively and I think Halle Berry, like there's some celebrities trying to pass like paparazzi laws for kids so that they can't, it's like illegal to photograph them. But yeah, I think that it's really smart.
Which Randy multimillionaire star didn't care who saw as his hands went wandering towards his missus under the table during a big TV ceremony? Brangelina.
Everyone knows that the first rule of hiring celebrity staff is to have them sign airtight confidentiality agreements. Which couple is going to regret dropping the ball on this one? One of the former staff members of this famous couple used to run errands for his bosses. One time he was given money to go to a specialty shop to purchase full body latex suits for the couple. The suits weren't scuba diving, they were bedroom play. This is just one of the many wacky tales that this person can tell about Mr. and Mrs. Kinky. Much, much more to come. Brad and Angelina.
They even had weird stories. And now I'm like, did Angelina, was she the one planning those stories? They were in somewhere, I don't remember, but someone said they were having like animal sounding sex at a hotel. I still remember that headline.
That's applied.
Okay, cool.
That's funny.
So now we're in 2009, maybe not so blind. This celebrity couple are certainly going through a rough patch. The male is staying together to save and preserve his image, and the female is doing it because she's crazy jealous of an ex-girlfriend and wants to prove that this relationship will not fail. They're doing the whole smile for the photos and kiss thing, but no one is fooled. And no, it's not John and Kate Gosselin, it's Brangelina.
This is why I love blind items, because only in a blind item could those two couples even be compared.
Especially in 2009.
Oh. This, it's like not, it's not John Gosselin, it's Brad Pitt. Like what? What?
Troy's like, I'd sleep with both of them. Doesn't matter.
Literally, my two kings. This A-list star has been feuding publicly with another A-list star. Both are being very catty and both are being unprofessional. The word from one of our sources is that the A-list star plans to use her political and powerful sway to ensure the other star will either get no roles or her next movie will flop. The first A-list star is so confident of her power in Hollywood, our sources claim that she alone has the ability to destroy the other's reputation. We wonder if it's true or if it's just a case of egos clashing, and it's not Jennifer Garner. So, this is random. The first person being Madonna and her trying to destroy Angelina.
I don't know why, but I believe it.
I do too. I like love that.
Which screen siren is pulling strings behind the scenes to push an actor out of a part? Funny thing is that it's not even her movie, it's her man's. Turns out that a minor part was given to an actor with whom she had a tryst with a few years ago, and she doesn't want the guy blabbing details to her current man about it. Yes, her current man already has more than an inkling about her past, as she was rather notorious for her wild ways, But our girl is totally tenacious about remaking her image into a more wholesome one. Having her significant other find out firsthand about a four-way encounter just a couple of years ago would probably not help either her cause or their somewhat strained relationship. So that is when Brad Pitt was producing but not acting in Peace Like a River, and it does not say who Angelina hooked up with.
This next one is a kindness blind, which we'll need. This A-plus list Academy Award winner slash nominee actress spent some 2 weeks ago at a veterans hospital. She did so quietly and without publicity. She spent time with every patient she could, and when she left, she gave them all gift bags, which included a $1,000 gift card to Best Buy. That's cool.
And this next blind is kind of cute.
Yeah.
Which two A-listers were giddy the other night after meeting another famous actor? Our source says after the meeting, the two couldn't stop talking about it. And that's Angie Brad and Sydney Poitier.
That is cute, I think.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. While you should take the rumors that she is pregnant right now with a grain of salt, the star is definitely looking to add a child to their family next year. Their latest hunting ground may surprise you. It's not Africa or Asia, or even in the United States. She wanted even more publicity than usual, so she's looked beyond the usual borders to the Middle East. Mr. and Mrs. recently made a very quiet trip to Jordan to inquire about adopting a child of Muslim parentage. They were both very covered up during the trip, and she wore no makeup. As usual, this entire venture is her idea, and he is just tagging along. We're curious about his strategy for getting out of this relationship if their family gets any bigger. Yeah. Yeah. Like, once the kid stuff starts happening, like, it gets bananas.
And I think it's time to remind people we don't write these.
Yeah, we do not write the blinds, please.
This popular celeb has an image problem. It being the female really cares about how she and her partner are perceived, and the male couldn't care less. The female is so obsessed about the PR side of their relationship, about looking to be secure and in love, that it's driving the male to resent her. He's starting to want out, because the harder she pulls, the further he pushes away. We hear, although she's super famous and beautiful, she is incredibly insecure. Her whole focus of the relationship has long ago moved away from passion and more about appearance. Over the holidays, the male tried to do some normal activities that a family would do, and the female was determined to turn it into a PR event. The two ended up having a very heated argument. The male left and spent the night with another woman. This happens more and more frequently. The female claims she doesn't care as long as the male shows up when she needs him to. We fear the relationship is doomed, which will break a lot of hearts, and not just those of their fans. That's, of course, Angie and Brad. And I kind of believe that. She's like, I don't fucking care what you do. Just show up and be a dad and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, do the stuff that I want you to do, basically.
Right.
This couple seems to have it all. Perfect family, magazine covers, and a fan following that would follow them into the pits of hell. They seem to be perfect, but the story isn't about them. See, the man used to be married to a beautiful actress who believed that they were in it for the long haul. She had no idea that her PR and his PR had arranged for them to be a Hollywood it couple. The reason? He liked boys and she had no idea. Allegedly, everyone. And the PR teams knew that the two of them together would be an explosion of epic proportions. He begged her for a family to help keep his image, but she wanted to enjoy being a newlywed without kids to worry about. Plus, she still likes to have some fun, the herbal kind. And she knew when she became a mom that she would have to grow up and wasn't ready. He got bored being a loving husband and began hooking up with his best guy friend. She finally caught on, and he told her that if she wanted to keep her status, she would go along with it. She actually considered it, but because she loved him and thought she could change him. Ha, don't they all? So she agreed, and they went on a vacation. This is wild. But he couldn't stop from the boy loving, and once she found out that his, quote, buddy was also nearby, she was done. He was worried that she would spill, so not only did he leave her, he spun a whole new story so that even if she did out him, it would appear to be out of vengeance. Now he is off living a Hollywood dream with another beard. One that is so into the Hollywood game that she should be crowned as the queen. Funny thing is, though, she has him so whipped that he no longer even talks to the guy that used to be his best friend because while filming their last movie together, she heard all about their trailer hookups between scenes. That is Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, and Mr. George Clooney. Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard that rumor about Brad. I've heard it about George, of course, but do you think Brad is just someone who's just like, I can fuck literally anyone?
I do, and I think that he has like a classic, like lightning in a bottle looks kind of like young guy in Hollywood. I've told this story before, but when Brad Pitt became famous, or before he became famous, he lived in LA with this gay author, and the author hired him as his quote pool boy. So he lived in this guy's house for a couple years. And credits him as like being like the person who really, really saved him and gave him a break and gave him a chance and financially supported him. And he doesn't know where he would be without him. And he was just like living with this gay author for years. Yeah, I think that Brad has always like used his looks to like get ahead and classic like Hollywood fuckboy stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to digest him and George Clooney. I don't know why in my head that never happened, but
Yeah. And you always hear crazy shit about the Ocean's sets that like it's just debauchery and hookers and just all like drugs and locked rooms and crazy shit going on.
don't worry, guys. Brad and George will get episodes.
Yeah,
And
for
Matt
sure.
Damon. Fuck Matt Damon too.
Yes.
A certain famous married director has been filming more than feature films. He has used his own camera to record some of his very personal moments with his favorite actress. She hit the roof when she found out, but can't do very much about it. She knows that if she tries to take any sort of legal action, it would quickly become public knowledge, and she absolutely will not tolerate any hits to either her personal reputation or her current relationship. He has agreed to destroy the footage in exchange for her commitment to a future project of his. Frankly, we would take any promises made as a result of blackmail with a grain of salt. And that's Philip Noyce with Angelina Jolie. And that sucks that like she can't even take him to court because then it becomes public. Like that's what I don't like that.
Yeah. This C-lister used to date a celebrity who was now A-list. He was drunk at the Chateau Marmont this weekend and was heard to describe her body as, quote, raisin on as raisins on toothpicks. We think that is outrageous. We think he just has sour grapes over losing her. And it's not Johnny Lee Miller. That is Billy Bob Thornton describing Angelina as raisins on toothpicks.
It's like skinny as a needle.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So we're now in 2010. This celeb couple is finally sleeping under the same roof after a pretty rough patch. They're not in the same bedroom, but it's progress. This wouldn't be such a big deal if the couple didn't pretend to be totally in love. When their pictures are snapped, they make sure they're being photographed together because she cheated with a recent co-star and he's been disconnected for months. The two are less than happy together.
Going back to the 90s for this one. This is one of my favorite movies. Anyway, back when this movie was shot, this current A-plus, this female always movie actress still had to audition. So she did for this comedy, but not get the role, but did not get the role. Why? In a very, very brief audition, our actress broke down three times, crying and screaming. The producers called her batshit crazy. So instead, the role went to an unknown who was deemed by the producers as, quote, dumber than a box of rocks, but has worked her way up to B-list. Who has always been in movies? Oh, and some videos. So the movie being Empire Records, We Live, the A-lister being Angelina Jolie, and then she was replaced by Liv Tyler. Thank God.
Have you ever seen Liv Tyler's AD tour of her home?
Oh, yes.
It's probably my second favorite under Dakota.
It is when she goes up to that attic and it's full of memorabilia, like she's just so sweet. Her voice.
I know.
Oh.
We're now in 2011. Which A-list actress banned the director's bisexual wife from the set of their last film because the woman wouldn't stop hitting on her, even though the star is also an admitted bisexual? She was creeped out by the woman's unwanted attention. So that's Angelina Jolie, Florian Heckel von Donnersmarck on the set of The Tourist.
I'm obsessed with all of that. Her flirting being described as creepy is like honestly perfect. Which A-list movie actress who was not married but might as well be went and asked for this B-list movie actress's phone number at the SAG Awards, and then after she got it, kissed the actress on the neck and gave her a little bite. Oh yes, this will all be revealed. And that's Angelina and Amber Heard.
Fake a la Ferocity has not gotten off the synthetic heroin she gets prescribed by her various fancy doctors around town, but she is indulging less than she used to. I guess that's progress, right? Absolutely. Her head's in the right place and direction, and her family's way happy about this news. Aw, we like that one.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes the competition.
Host Shima Olieyi was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks of 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after?
Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This Academy Award-winning actress, who is an A-plus lister, apparently still believes in old flames. She has slept with her ex-boyfriend a few times in the past year because she just can't get him out of her head. I wonder what her A-plus list actor boyfriend would think of it. And this is the first of so many blinds about Angelina and Billy Bob still throughout the years, fucking and thinking that they're going to leave significant others for each other. And yeah.
What A-list movie actress was so whacked out on drugs during this not that long ago movie that her A-list movie co-star had to take over many of her lines for her? She just could not get them out at all. And apparently that's Nicolas Cage taking over Angelina Jolie's lines in Gone in 60 Seconds. And the following blind: what A-list mostly movie actress was MIA for about a month while her partner was everywhere? Because our actress had a breast enlargement and lift. She said that she didn't like looking at herself naked any longer and wanted to fix it and is planning to take it off in an upcoming tour. She has said before she was going to wait until she was finished having kids. No more kids?
Maybe like a press tour. So, what happens when a former A-list all movie actor and now a B-minus list movie actor who thinks that he has other talents but really doesn't gets a little booze in him, followed by a lot more booze, followed by even more booze? He starts talking about the time that he sat down with his former flame, who was an A-list movie actress. They also got a little boozy, followed by more booze, and they started talking about old times. Not their old times, but she started talking about how her current man in her life almost didn't get to be the current man in her life, and that she actually was into someone way more. It had happened about a year before she met her current man. She was into this foreign-born actor who she said took her breath away. She was actually way more into him than vice versa, which never happens. He was a drinker and a partier, which she found fun and exciting. Plus, he had some danger in him. She loves danger. She loved that he was always on edge. Plus, she thought that he was a really great actor and she could actually respect him. He was the whole package. This was who she wanted to have a bunch of kids with. They hooked up for a while filming, but the problem was that she could not get him to commit to her. He was off screwing everyone and anyone. He was everywhere, and no matter how much she tried, and no matter how good her acting skills, she just could not get much more out of him than some weekly sex when she could not find anyone away from the set to have sex with. She sent him gifts and tapes of herself. She sent him photos and would call him and leave him dirty voicemails. Nothing worked. When the movie ended, so did the relationship. When they did press for the movie, she tried again, but he didn't even really acknowledge her. It was about that time that she met her current guy, but she always felt like she was settling, and he definitely was not her first choice. So they are alleging that during the filming of the movie Alexander, she fell in love with Colin Farrell, and Colin Farrell wasn't receptive, and she settled for Brad.
Colin Farrell's my favorite Hollywood bad boy ever.
He's my favorite sex tape ever. I love that sex tape. Oh my God. Me and my friend Katie used to literally just like sit and watch that sex tape on TV. Like we would plug the TV, the computer up to the TV and just eat dinner and watch it like it was like Friends.
Which multi-Oscar nominated actress befriended that blonde and was all up in her face with kindness, not letting on that she was already fucking the blonde's man? And apparently that's Angelina Jolie being nice to Laura Dern because she was fucking Billy Bob Thornton. Maybe I don't. If she's gonna be like mean to Laura Dern, I don't know if I can fuck Angelina Jolie.
What they did to Laura Dern was so humiliating.
I don't even know the Laura Dern story.
Oh my God, are you joking? Angelina
No.
Jo Billy and Laura Dern found out that she wasn't in a relationship with Billy Bob from seeing him kiss Angelina on the red carpet. They
Oh my
were
God.
like married, and that's how she found out that they weren't together anymore. He didn't even like bother to tell her. Like Angelina literally only likes married men. Yeah.
I'm learning
Yeah.
a lot.
And Laura Dern had to be like, that was the worst thing I've ever gone through. Like, admitted it. Like, that was fucking insane. To see your boyfriend wearing somebody else's blood on a red carpet and your husband, and they're like finger fucking each other on the red carpet. Like, it's. Can you imagine?
No, I wouldn't recover from that.
It's like horrible. We're now in 2013. Taking a page from the playbook of her ex, this A-list all-movie actress is alternating weeks with the kids of her current significant other. The fact that she sometimes misses her weeks doesn't really bother her. Notice also how the kids never get to leave the country anymore. Neither parent trusts the other. The actress also thinks that no one has noticed that the couple have split. She thinks very highly of herself.
So this is a really long blind, Angie and Billy Bob again. It's always nice when you get along well with your ex. This is especially true if you work in the same industry and might even work together again really soon. No, this is not about Natalie Portman getting back together with her ex, although, filming a movie with your ex while the husband is half a world away, who knows what might happen. This is actually about an ex-couple who is way more famous than Natalie Portman. The thing about them is they are both very discreet. She's an A-list mostly movie actress who can easily hide in the shadows despite her A-plus list name recognition. Her ex is a shadow. I'm not exactly sure how he even stays upright at this point with how little he eats. I'm pretty sure the Botox he injects must be keeping him fed somehow. Although she's definitely with someone, she goes in and out of coupledom. About 2 years ago, they started working on a side project together because he needed some help getting it made, and she can never say no to him. The next thing you know, there were calls, lots of calls. It took about 6 months before they saw each other again, and it was electric. Maybe that's why they scheduled the lunch for a hotel restaurant. They ordered drinks and were in a room before appetizers could be brought to the table. As discreet as our actress is, her ex is a little more talkative, and he's been letting it be known that he has an in with her and has been using her name to get money for projects, and she lets him. She also has sex with him about every 2 months, although there was the 3 straight days they had sex during the second week of last month. The tabloids are getting close to the scent of the story, and it is jaw-dropping.
This Academy Award winner slash nominee actress, who is A-list and does mostly movies, is on a trial separation from her longtime love. Well, that is what he says anyway. He says that she's been cheating on him and that she calls it exploring and that it is good for them. Not that She's like, it's good for me to cheat on you. Stop it, silly. Not that he hasn't been doing the same, doing some exploring on his own with that home decorator that he met a few months ago. It doesn't say who the home decorator is.
According to the girlfriend of this former A-plus list mostly movie actor and now just a solid B-list Academy Award winner slash nominee, the actor was the first person in the world to see this, even before a certain someone you would be expected to see them first. Photo though, not in person. And apparently Angie sent her tit pics to Billy Bob before Brad.
This is one of the very few times that I've ever had a blind item about this person that was not from several years ago. He slipped. He made a mistake. He lets his guard down and let a lot of gossip filter out. He is an A-list mostly movie actor who has A-plus name recognition. They probably have an open relationship. Probably, but he paid an escort slash stripper triple what she charges for an entire night the other night and had her for about 20 minutes alone in a private room at a club. It's not even so much that he did it, but the timing of it. And so that's Brad and Angelina, and then it says in parentheses for breast surgery. So I guess that's the timing
Okay.
of it. Okay.
Maybe he found out he wasn't the first to get the pictures.
Yeah.
This A-plus list mostly movie actress was, quote, visibly shaking and sweating for much of a recent flight she took. It was not caused by fear, but it appeared to be some sort of withdrawal system. As soon as she got off the flight and into a non-secure flight, she met someone and rushed to the bathroom and emerged a few minutes later looking completely better. She should probably stick to private jets in the future.
This A-list mostly movie actress had one girlfriend left. All of the others in her life had gone by the wayside, or they could not stand to be around our actress any longer. Now her latest girlfriend is gone too, as our actress fucked her husband one day when the couple had been visiting and the wife went shopping. This will also be revealed. It doesn't say who the person is yet.
Let me start out by saying this will be revealed. It is just too good to not reveal. This actress is A-plus list, mostly movies. She likes to think of herself as cultured and someone who wishes to be thought of as more than just an actress. Our actress travels a lot. She often travels without her significant other. She always travels without him when she's working on one of her favorite side projects. This is the one she thinks will make her beloved around the world. The reason she always travels alone for this particular side project is a man she met. He's an artist. He's much older than our actress, 20 to 25 years older than she is, and he's an intense man. Known throughout the region for his very dramatic and bold art, he's also known as someone who lives his art, and our actress wanted to meet him. Once she met him, she wanted to be in one of his artworks. This involved our actress getting naked. She was then covered from neck to toes in hot wax. The wax was dripping in a design for the art. He then proceeded to have sex with our actress while the wax was cracking. Apparently, he does this with all of his muses. Well, our actress enjoyed being his muse and can always be spotted with the artist whenever she's on her side project. And she's even had him visit her once at her home. So that's Angelina Jolie with Julian Schnabel.
The cheating on both sides of the relationship is fine with each of these A-list mostly movie actors, so I guess that means it would be an open thing rather than a cheating thing. What isn't okay with the A-list male is that the relationship is the drug used by his female partner. She'd stopped for about a year except for pot, but she is back heavy on the one she loves the most, and her skin is back to that deathly pale look that makes you shudder when you see it up close, and this will be revealed. Ugh, the drug blinds are like really sad for her. They're intense. All right, so this is a very long blind, and it's like just the buzzwords that you see throughout it are literally so wild. So just buckle up. In Hollywood, when the cameras stop rolling, some stars go home to their husbands, wives, and children. Others take a detour to invite only parties where anything goes, including group sex, S&M, drugs, hookers, and every kind of debauchery. Welcome to the secret sex societies of the entertainment industry. E! News explores the underground phenomenon in a new series of the 2-hour special, The Secret Societies of Hollywood, premiering on Thursday. Within these exclusive members-only organizations, the search for excess can be found everywhere. The network claims from notorious Hollywood madams like Heidi Fleiss, who is believed to have supplied prostitutes for many big-name stars, to an underground society of people who celebrate the love of bondage and other bizarre sexual tastes at parties that rotate from clubs and mansions all over the city. Fox 411 talked to one of the Hollywood insiders interviewed on secret societies, who said the modern proliferation of paparazzi and tabloid journalism has forced more and more stars, gay and straight, young and old, to pursue their sordid interests behind closed, very high, very thick doors. Law enforcement knows to stay away, as they have no right to do anything regarding a house party, and there is usually careful discretion with those types of parties to make sure that there is nothing that could warrant any unwanted attention, said alternative sentencing expert Wendy Feldman. Sources tell Fox 411 that code words are used to gain entrances to the ultra-secret soirees, sometimes called NH parties, for Never Happened. One well-placed entertainment insider told us that one of the biggest A-list actresses in the entertainment industry today was notorious for frequenting S&M clubs when trying to get bigger and better roles in the not-too-distant past. She was famous for her escapades. It was right up the street. She was famous for her escapades. It was right up her street, the insider said of the star. High-end hookers also frequent these places, using it to try and break into show business. Today's secret orgies have their historical precedents. Last year, former WW2 Marine Scotty Bowers wrote a tell-all, full service, My Adventures in Hollywood and the Secret Sex Lives of the Stars, in which he claimed that he set up sexual encounters for Cary Grant, Rock Hudson, Vivian Leigh, and Katharine Hepburn. And in the upcoming tell-all, Nicholson, by the New York Times bestselling author Mark Elliott, the Oscar winner Jack is painted as the poster child for hedonism. Elliott says, even before he was famous, the legendary actor's apartment was the go-to spot of round-the-clock partying, drinks, drugs, and sex. Elliott claims that Nicholson was outdone only by one other, Harry Dean Stanton. On weekends, Harry Dean liked to throw sex parties that started on Friday night and ended sometimes Monday morning. Reps for Nicholson and Stanton did not respond to the request for comment. These days, we're told that subterranean shindigs are typically attended by a big-name star or two. While the majority of guests are hopefuls willing to do just about anything in attendance to score that big break. It's sad, said one source, but that always was and still is show business. And the person that they were talking about being the one that like went to the parties, to the S&M parties, of course, is Angelina. And yeah, I mean, that's so easy to believe all of that, of course.
Yeah.
You know?
This A-plus list mostly movie actress is scheduled to testify in a case where it's expected our actress will admit to cheating on her A-plus list mostly movie actor boyfriend and other details of her personal life she doesn't want exposed. And that was during the News Corp phone hacking case.
This A-list mostly movie actress has an assistant slash lover. The assistant is female. Now, the person who saw them on our A-plus listers film set together wasn't shocked when they saw the pair together. What shocked the person is that apparently, when the male partner of the A-lister came to visit, he also enjoys the affections of the assistant as well. For sure, this will be revealed. So, Brad and Angelina fucked an assistant together. I mean, okay. There were just more than air kisses and hugs between this starting to age former A-plus list, Jesus, mostly movie actress, and this still young B-list mostly movie actress headed to A. The pair met and had drinks and then were spotted in a Vegas club doing a whole lot more than just talking. The younger actress was definitely in take charge mode. Okay. Ooh. Okay, Miss Shailene Woodley. And I guess the venue was CinemaCon.
We need to go to like a Comic-Con or something. It seems like so many things happen there.
I would love to do that, honestly. It's like my dream.
Let's plan it for next year.
I'm down.
What power couple are staying mum on their possible wedding because they might have secretly got hitched a long time ago? Rangelina and the following blind. Which A++ list couple are deflecting attention from the lady's drug use finally coming to light? They're feeding the press fake info about their wedding, even though they allegedly eloped last year.
This A-plus list mostly movie actress has not been seen in a few weeks after coming down with some type of tropical disease that made her drop even more weight from her skeletal frame. Apparently, there was an initial concern that she might have picked up Ebola, but she tested negative. Okay. What a weird blind.
Which recently married straight actor enjoys anal stimulation? Both giving and receiving, that is. Analingus is now the current trend. He loves booty eating. He's 100% heterosexual, but cannot get enough of it.
And can we stop for a second?
Brad and Angelina.
Can we stop for a second? No, people will ask, you know, why don't I like NT or whatever? And I, this is a perfect example. I have no problem with NT, but like, he's also a middle-aged white man, straight white guy writing about shit that is so above him. This blind is outrageous. You'll never believe it, but he's straight and likes his booty eaten analingus. It's like, God.
Like, never in my life did I think I'd be doing a podcast where now twice I'm going to say the male G-spot is in there, right?
Like, what the fuck? Just so everybody knows.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
I was going to say, and just a reminder, ladies, you can find your G-spot by putting your finger in your belly button, moving it around, and then you'll feel like a little squish and you'll go, whoa, and that's your G-spot.
That was definitely a tip for you to give. I wasn't familiar. I was going to say that men liking, we're going to definitively end this stereotype today. Men liking shit done to their butts has nothing to do with their sexuality at all. Straight men like shit done to their butts too. It's enough. NT, we end it today.
We're not yucking yums. We're not yucking
yeah.
yums.
Yeah. God. And on that note, we have a kindness blind, which we need. Jesus. I didn't even know that these two people knew each other or even crossed paths. But it turns out, though, that they do have one thing in common, and that is female empowerment. And the two of them started a foundation that helps teens in other countries. The particular goal of this foundation is to bribe tribal leaders with cash not to mutilate the genitals of the female tribe members. Apparently, cash gifts can work miracles in overcoming a centuries-old tradition. The teens are then sent to a city to go to school and have a life away from their tribe. So far, the two women have saved about 200 teens from the practice. They each essentially have bottomless wallets to help as many as they are able to, but have issues getting someone to the tribe at the right times and making the payoffs and coordinating logistics. They are helping two or three people at a time and feel that they are doing great work considering they have only been doing it for about a year. The two women are A-plus list, but in entirely different fields. One is a singer and the other is an actress. They both like to throw out that fake British accent from time to time. And that's Madonna and Angelina. And it's the Ray of Light Foundation, which I had never even heard of.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's kind of, they had that blind way earlier that said they hate each other, but.
Yeah, I know.
At least
I know. And then him being like, I didn't even know they were aware of each other. Like, really?
During a round of press interviews, this A-plus list, mostly movie actress, who's doing other things that are getting her noticed this award season, had the temperature in the room as low as the AC would go. Apparently, it was to make sure she left her long sleeve jacket on to hide some needle tracks in the crook of her arm. And that was Angelina Jolie during Unbroken. She was promoting Unbroken.
And we're now in 2015. This married A-plus list, mostly movie actress with A++++ list name recognition is really, really sick. As in not going to live another couple of years sick. Oh my God. Apparently it is one of the reasons she can't gain weight and why she disappears for weeks at a time from the public. And that's Angela. It says this blind was 10 days before her announcement.
So that is when she announced she had her ovaries and fallopian tubes removed. And then I guess in 2017, she had a Bell's palsy diagnosis after her split. So, yeah.
Which there are blind items about, of course.
This blind is aggressive. That's trigger warning. This horrifying encounter with a very famous actress and her husband at the time took place several years ago. One day while working on a project, the actress slept in. One of the members of her staff knocked on her bedroom door and called her name, softly at first and then louder to try and awaken her. Quote, "It was my responsibility to get her up if she was running late to set." There was no response. The staff person walked into the bedroom and gasped in horror. It looked like a slaughterhouse. The sheets were soaked with blood. I was sure that the actress and her husband had been stabbed to death. I started screaming. The screaming woke the actress and her husband. Quote, "They sat up and looked at me and smiled. They were totally casual about it, like there was nothing wrong or weird about it. They told me it was just blood play and that they had a little too much fun last night, but they were fine. I knew she was a cutter, but I didn't know that she liked to do that with her husband." The staff person quit that day. The actress eventually divorced her husband. We do not know if she's still a cutter or if she engages in blood play with her new significant other. And that's when Angelina was with Billy Bob. I always see jokes about how Megan Fox and MGK are like the poor person's Angelina and Billy Bob, but now I really get it.
Yeah, you can tell that Megan has really formed her image around this idea of I'm the new Angelina. And it's like, girl, no. And who wants to be that? Like, Angelina's a maniac. Like, who wants to be? Like, I'm not even going to go there. Anyone who accuses this actress of doing things just for the publicity probably doesn't realize that she doesn't even have a publicist. She has always simply done exactly what she wanted to do. And when she was younger, she used to do a lot of wild and destructive things, and she was unhappy a lot of the time. Now she's calmer and more constructive, and she is much happier. Not perfect, mind you, but genuinely happier. And she is still doing exactly what she wants to do. There are four things about which she is genuinely passionate: her business, her charitable work, her husband, and her kids. She also has to take care of her health issues. That is where she puts her time. That's where she puts her energy. It's a very full life. There definitely isn't any time or room for phony people who want to latch onto her to boost their own profile. She knows that this actor's marriage is a sham, and that's why she didn't go to his wedding. And that's why she's not going to let his phony new wife use her. So that's Angelina refusing to go to George and Amal Clooney's wedding. And I'm just going to say, I know that we haven't done a George Clooney episode, but that George and Amal are complete fucking bullshit to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just a complete sham of a relationship. It couldn't be more obvious that it's just fake. Like, it doesn't seem real to me at all. And I believe the blind items about George. We should do a George episode.
I think he just needed a wife.
Me too. To shut people up.
Exactly. Which will happen to Leo eventually, I think. But people have made a joke about Leo only dating 25-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's turned it into a meme.
Yeah. This A-plus list mostly movie actress, quote, "looked like a zombie on a recent flight. She didn't move or speak during the 9-hour-plus trip. No eating, no going to the bathroom. Just sat there motionless. When it was time to leave, someone tapped her on the shoulder and she got up." Isn't that how a lot of people are on flights? I feel like I look fucking if someone was to see me travel, they'd be like, no.
We're now in 2016. The wedding of this Orange is the New Black actress is on hold for the reasons given, but because she is enjoying all the sex with fans that she has been having the past few months. She also managed to hook up with this A-plus list mostly movie actress, Ruby Rose.
Of course.
I know. I know that we say this every time, but who wasn't fucking Ruby Rose in 2016, 2015? And then she just disappeared.
I think she's on a CW show.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she came out and talked about how dangerous the set was. And everyone was like, no, Ruby Rose, it's so safe. She's like, I broke a rib. God. They're like, silly.
Silly girl. So pretty.
This A-plus list mostly movie actress is in bad shape health-wise. The drug use is out of control, and she's slowly wasting away to nothing. I don't know. Maybe I'm silly. I didn't expect, like, so many drug blinds from Angelina.
You know, I meant to say this at the beginning of the episode, but Inti actually has a podcast episode about her, and it's about her, like, pre-A-list life. And you really learn a lot about her drug use, and specifically, like, just, like, the scene that she came up in Hollywood, like, the S&M scene. And, like, she worked as, like, a BDSM, like, escort for a while. And, like, she had a crazy fucking life. Crazy life as a teenager, which I guess you would imagine isn't, like, surprising. But I would advise everybody to listen to it.
And that's Andy's podcast, you said?
Yeah, his Patreon. I don't think it's a stretch to say this actress is considered one of the best-looking people of all time, but several people confided in me recently about meeting the legendary beauty at an event. They claim that she looked an unhealthy level of skinny, the epitome of misery, and all-over monstrous-looking, with sharp shoulders and elbows that protruded against the fabric of her dress like broken pieces of glass. Okay, Miss Inti, you better read. My God, jeez. Fuck.
This A-plus list mostly movie actress needs the quick paycheck, but the drug use and illness she is fighting have her unable to do any acting right now. And the following blind. This A-list mostly movie actress has been demoted from A-plus list. She's a permanent A-lister, though. Anyway, she still has A-plus-plus list name recognition, and has been on bed rest for the past week as she fights to get off drugs and gain weight. Sad, man. I don't like, that's really sad.
I know. While millions of rumors circulate about why this A-list couple are getting divorced, sources tell Naughty Gossip that the real reason is that she is dating a powerful politician. She's been getting more and more interested in politics for years and finds Hollywood dull and boring. She's more focused on helping children around the world. Through her adventures, she has met some very powerful politicians. One of them she has fallen in love with. That is the real reason that she's filing for divorce. This is a super hard one to guess. Wink, wink. And Angelina Jolie says that she's, is it William Howe? Is the guy?
Yeah. Mm. This A-plus list, mostly movie actress, wants you to think she is perfect. Nope. She bribed her way onto several boards by giving them vast sums of money. Money that was supposed to go to charity. Oh, and also bought herself a $1 million. Oh, and also bought herself $1 million in jewelry, despite telling people the $1 million went to charity. I believe she probably has an extra million to buy jewelry as well.
Yeah, I agree. This A-list mostly movie actress who needs to act more to regain her A-list status has been radio silent for the most part with all the people she recently hired. They can't get a hold of her for days at a time. They should try her bedroom. She spends days on end in there. And around this time, I mean, there are some really dark blinds that we decided to skip because they're like extremely fucking dark. But around this time, it's alleged that like she was in a really, 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 really dark place. And if you recall, like she had kind of become, you know, she had gone from being like so out in the public, so everywhere, you know, every red carpet to like you never really saw Angelina anymore. And the blinds say that she was like just in a very, very, very dark place, like locked in her bedroom, a real like Whitney Houston kind of, you know, not leaving for days and not bathing and kind of, you know, things like that.
This comes from a source that once shared a hotel with this maybe A-list actress. He alleges that although they were fairly far apart in location, he could still hear the beautiful, filthy bitch when she was getting freaky with it. Quote, it sounded like she was being murdered. It's a miracle no one called 911.
Beautiful, freaky bitch. If I don't get called a beautiful, filthy freaky bitch by the time I'm dead, I will not have lived a full life.
I'm sure someone has said that about you.
One of our listeners has for sure. We're now in 2017. This A-list mostly movie actress fired her nanny because the nanny started dating a guy. Our actress doesn't want her employees distracted. Meanwhile, the actress sleeps half the day and has a staff of a dozen simply because she can't be bothered with life most of the time.
This A-plus list mostly movie actress was ticked off this weekend at an award show. She had been told her A-plus list ex would be attending. She went all out to make a good impression on him, and he didn't show. Blew it off completely. Apparently, he's still hanging out with the celebrity offspring actress he hooked up with the other night. So that was Angelina Jolie going to the Hollywood Film Awards, and Brad Pitt didn't show up because he was allegedly hooking up with Dakota Johnson. That's a lot to unpack,
That is a
too.
lot. This A-list mostly movie actress took back her assistant slash nanny slash lover, but made her break up with the guy that she had been seeing on speakerphone. Our A-lister then threatened the guy to not have contact with the nanny ever again. And this A-list mostly movie actor is receiving death threats from people who he suspects are associated with the A-list actress X. So we're like about to approach the guerrilla warfare era of Brad and Angelina. And like, I'll just say, you guys can all obviously come to your own conclusions. I'm anxious to see what people think after, but it made me rethink very intensely the stuff that I've read publicly about Brad and the kids, and and knowing that Angelina has really intense relationships with all the publications. It's a lot.
The marriage may be over, but the drama certainly isn't. This actress wants to drop one last media bombshell on her soon-to-be ex-husband. She hopes it'll disgrace him and damage his career. She thinks he's getting it off way too lightly. I, for one, am looking forward to whatever the vindictive bitch has in store. I don't think I've ever seen Enty call someone a bitch like so many times.
I know.
What the
I
fuck?
know. Well, Angelina is very, I mean, I don't know if I've ever known an A-list celebrity that more people are comfortable saying publicly that they don't like.
That's very true.
Like, people will go on TV and just straight up be like, she sucks, she's mean, she's not a girl's girl, she's awful. Like, and she's an A-list star, She's not a reality star. Like, apparently, this A-list mostly movie actress with A-plus name recognition used some of her time out of the spotlight to do some really extensive work to her face. I have to say, it looks good. It is almost like she hasn't starved herself or done drugs in decades.
When this mostly retired actress split from her A-list significant other, she was forced to return to acting to pay the bills and lawyer fees. She gave up the job to raise the kids, says the source, but her ex is being difficult regarding cash, so she needs to make her own income and downsize until a settlement is hammered out. I always get curious what downsizing is for like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, I know.
Is it like get rid of the mansion in France and just have one mansion in LA? What's downsizing?
I think that is what it means, honestly. It's like sell some of your homes. This A-list mostly movie actress with A-plus name recognition does not act much any longer, it seems. She is, however, having sex with a gun runner who has supplied guns to countless wars. And yeah. This A-list mostly movie actress has been sweltering in the heat when she goes outside, but since she is using again, she needs to wear long sleeves to hide the track marks.
Apparently, this A-plus list mostly movie actress decided Lyme disease was not a good fit for her, so she picked a random disease to claim she has, but her explanation of it and how she's feeling with it makes no sense and runs contrary to 99% of the people who suffer from this disease. My guess is she wants a fallback position for her drug use, and that's when Angelina said she had Bell's palsy.
It's so uncomfortable to question if somebody has a disease, but it's also like the very reason that a celebrity would use that excuse because it's like uncomfortable for people to question a lie.
Yeah.
And it's just a real, it's a murky thing to talk about.
The only one I'm comfortable questioning is Lyme disease. Because the people
Me
who say
too.
they have Lyme disease are like people who walk on runways and wear high heels. Like, I know Lyme is real. I also know it's really hard to diagnose, and there are so many like factors to it. That's the only reason I question Lyme. But like Bell's palsy, I wouldn't be like, you know?
Yeah, I know. I would never wide my eyes at that. And also, like, I guess they don't really do this anymore, but like exhaustion and like dehydration, things like that too. I'm always like, you know.
But I feel like they can't use that anymore because we all caught on.
Yeah. Isn't that funny that those, like, it's, that just stopped.
Like, now it's like Lyme disease.
That used to be so common when we were younger to hear that somebody was being hospitalized for exhaustion. I mean, that was like every week.
I was going to say so common that like Selena Gomez did that. It's up until recently, it was that common.
Yeah, she may be like the last one that did, that had like a, I'm too tired and I'm going to go to rehab because I'm sleepy.
I mean, she could probably do it again and people would believe her.
Yeah, true. That's true. This A-list mostly movie actress had a foreign-born employee beaten while working for the actress out of the country. Our actress thought that the employee stole something, so had them beaten. Our actress was wrong, but never apologized.
I'm going to say I don't believe that one. I guess it makes a normal cliche story more interesting when you say this A-plus list mostly movie actress is sleeping with her nanny, one of them. She has more than one, the young one. She's sleeping with the young one.
Okay. Hey. The A-list mostly movie actress just won't stop trying to spin to the world that her drug abuse isn't, that her drug abuse issues are really some sickness that she knows nothing about other than a general... other than a generality or two to get her through a red carpet interview. We're now in 2018, and I'm going to trigger warning this blind because it is dark. The A-list mostly movie actress who also directs says that she has spent years in therapy because one of her mother's boyfriends used to have sex with the actress on a regular basis from the time the actress was about 15 or 16. She says that her mom, who she always lovingly praised, welcomed her daughter having sex with him so she wouldn't have to every day.
So Troy just informed me from everything from now until the end. It's really dark, really hard, because I didn't want to read this blind item. And he said, well, if you don't read it, we can't read any more blind items. So just a heads
up. You guys, this is a lot for public. Like, this is a lot for our public feed. Like...
And it's alleged.
Yeah. We usually hide this kind of stuff behind a paywall. So just, you know, just know that.
This actress is someone all of you know. I can't give her usual identifier here because all of you would guess her in a second. I would venture to say almost everyone in the world knows who she is. Her position in life allows her a lot of freedom. She has many people working for her on a variety of different visas and passports. Many of those people have diplomatic passports, even though they're not diplomats or really entitled to carry them. Instead, those who are holding them in her house are young female teens. Not super young, but 15 to 17 or so. There are about four of them, and they come from a couple different countries. Those teens are there slowly as sexual companions for a couple of her children. It is the strangest thing ever. The actress rotates the teens every 6 months or so because she doesn't want the children to get too emotionally attached to them. Oh my God.
So apparently, and we're going to get into this like a lot, so I just kind of want to pre-explain, these blind items allege that Angelina is like a helicopter parent when it comes to her kids' sexuality and who they're hooking up with and whatever. So she's like hands-on in a way that is like extremely fucking creepy, like very disturbing. Okay. Don't believe the hype. This A-list mostly movie actress has been sick lately because she has been trying to kick heroin. Apparently, she kicked it for a week and went through withdrawal, only to do some and almost overdose before repeating the process of withdrawal.
This former A-plus list mostly movie actress turned A-list actress slash part-time director has been forced to leave her kids alone or fly her lover on a private jet since our actress can't leave the country with her kids. And that was probably something to do with the divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, this former A-list mostly movie actress, who is probably still A and probably always will be, has multiple voodoo dolls in her home representing her ex. She also forbids her children from speaking of her ex anywhere where she can hear them. She is on a crazy power trip that is going to lead to very bad things in the future.
Hey, sport. This is the permanent A-list dual threat actor who's an Academy Award winner slash nominee code to his ex when he wants to hook up. She responds with a time for the married actor to come over. Could you imagine getting a text from Billy Bob Thornton saying, "Hey, sport," and then you're like, "I'm on my way."
No, oh my God. Ugh. Ew. Even I have limits. Which recently split actress has a girl now has a girlfriend? Exclusive. While the actress and her famous husband still continue to fight over the nasty details of their divorce, she has quietly moved on and is now dating a woman. She has dated girls in the past, but since getting together with her superstar man, most people have forgotten about that. The once wild child is now seen more as a humanitarian. Plus, she now has so much money that she can fly in her secret lovers on a private jet. Insiders say that the relationship is new, but she has a history of moving ahead very, very quickly. Before long, we might see another wedding, but this one will have two brides.
This A-list mostly movie actress, who is only still that high because of name recognition and not from any recent acting that's been any good, ticked off the paparazzi she has on retainer. Apparently, she's been late with payment and he has some photos of her that should not be released. Okay, Angie, you gotta pay up.
This former A-list mostly movie actress has not been paying her massive legal bills. She did offer to sleep with one of her lawyers, though, to return in return for a discount. And this foreign A-list mostly movie actress that almost every human on the planet knows is robbing from an organization that she runs just to keep up her lifestyle. And that's saying that she's like siphoning money from the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. And this former A-list mostly movie actress has lost some shine over the past year or so. She also directs. She was in her element this week with the married cabinet member she sees every time she flies to this country. So I guess she was hooking up with a cabinet member in London.
With mom providing them unlimited party favors in women, it's really no shocker that these two celebrity offspring don't want to see their dad. It would be all cut off if they did. So that's Maddox and Pax not wanting to see Brad. And then the second part to this blind, this A-plus list, mostly movie actress, has a big problem on her hands. How does she get her kid off drugs when she can't get off of it herself? And that's allegedly Maddox.
And this is like really dark, but to be honest, it's not like uncommon. Like when you read certain people's blinds that you just kind of assume have like a weird home, like Madonna has a lot of blinds exactly like this of her like being too sexually free with her kids, allowing them to see weird shit, partying with them, wanting them to be more sexually open than they're comfortable with, forcing them on people. Like, it's like kind of, you know, it's Hollywood.
And honestly, even in like my small town, there were always those parents who would like drink with the kids or do coke or smoke weed with the kids. So
Yeah.
it's just not maybe to that extreme because it's not Hollywood.
Exactly. So we're now in 2019. There she goes again. This A-list mostly movie actress was forced to switch regions when one of her mentors was threatened with arrest if he stepped foot on the African continent. The actress is out scouting for new girls to be shipped off to wealthy patrons. That is what she calls them, patrons. She says that they are helping the families of the girls by providing them with enough money to last a lifetime, and in return, the patrons get a quote family member. More like a slave or a sex slave or someone they can sell again to someone else that who doesn't have the connections to get one wholesale. Even more crazy is that no one seems to care or say anything and just always say yes to her because they are in awe of her presence. So, yeah, I would say the biggest blind item takeaway about Angelina is that they allege that she traffics young people. And like that is her involvement in a lot of these charities, is that she traffics like young people for like higher ups, like presidents. And yeah, that she's like kind of like a madam in a way. I know.
This episode's tough.
Yeah.
Now we have an Oscars blind. This permanent A-list, mostly movie actress, was asked to not attend a couple of parties because her ex might be there, and apparently these parties chose sides. To save some face, our actress made it seem as if she had work on the opposite coast. So that is Angelina spending Oscar weekend in New York with her kids instead of going to any Oscar parties because Brad will be there.
This permanent A-list, mostly movie actress who really doesn't act much any longer, made sure that she was in the room the first time her son had sex to make sure the hired help didn't try and take the condom off of her son. And to keep him from being accused of sexual harassment by various really young women he's always hitting on, this older A/B-list actor who was an Oscar winner slash nominee was provided with a barely legal teen by his daughter. The daughter also pays the teen's salary. Yeah. Kelly is like melting.
So this is an A-plus list stalker. At the time she was stalking, she was an A-plus list, but she has been since, and each and every one of you knows who she is. There was a time when she met this former A-plus list, mostly movie actor, who's an Academy Award winner slash nominee, and is now settling for one-off roles on television. Anyway, our actress was in love with the actor. The actor thought she was interesting and slept with the actress one night. The morning after, our actress went and got his initials tattooed on her wrist. She then showed it to him, and he decided she was a bit too intense for his liking. She then started following him everywhere and showed up at events where she knew he would be. It got boiling bunny bad. The actor threatened to get a restraining order, so she backed off. Within a week, she was wanting to hook up with this illiterate, at the time, A-list, mostly movie actor. So our actress went and got his initials tattooed on her vajayjay so he would see them there when they did hook up. He did find them there. I wonder when they split if she got it removed. The tattoo artist said later that she made it as faded as she could because she thought it was a dumb idea and she wanted it to be able to be removed more easily than others. So that's Angelina Jolie, the first being Timothy Hutton and the second being Billy Bob.
In what might be one of the dumbest moves ever, this A-list mostly movie actor hooked up with his A-plus list actress ex. Apparently, she wanted to clear the air, and they had lunch. Neutral ground at a restaurant she rented out, which is usually closed at lunch. After they ate, the two hooked up in a private room. When I say dumbest move ever, I'm referring to each of them. And that is Brad allegedly hooking up with Angelina during their divorce.
It's just open season for this permanent A-list mostly movie actress in her, quote, adoption scheme. Lots of young kids, tweens, and teens are being shipped all over the world to wealthy men and families from this impoverished country. The parents to these kids are either gone or desperate for the money a sale brings. So that is Angelina Jolie. Apparently, she was stressing need to grant citizenship children of Venezuelan refugees born in Colombia, and she's involved with child traffickers. And this is very like Naomi Campbell. You guys, we have a Naomi Campbell episode on Patreon. It's like very similar to this.
Extremely. And it makes you wonder, like, you know, certain people who don't really have the best reputation randomly having these like child charities. Is like kind of weird, I guess. As I suspected she would, this A-list mostly movie actress acquired another one of her special visas she's able to get because of her unique position to bring in two teens from a foreign country for some of her offspring to have sex with for a few weeks before she ships them back or off to her friends. It's fucking wild.
I just saw the reveal to this one, guys. Just like another buckle up. This whole episode has been a buckle up. Lord. If you think the wealthy pedophile has some names he can bring into the mix, you have seen nothing compared to the names this A-list mostly movie actress can drag into an investigation. In addition to celebrities, she can topple world leaders. A whole lot of those people she trafficked sure are showing up on videos and images that have been seen in recent child porn raids. So, of course, the wealthy pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and Angelina Jolie. And in parentheses, it says, brushing off a refugee child for getting too close. Quote, the kind philanthropist Angelina Jolie sets aside a chemita on her visit to Cucuta. I'm sorry, I'm not pronouncing that correctly. I apologize. Because you've been so supportive, but it's not that you're going to come and touch me. So apparently a refugee child said that to Angelina Jolie and gave her a gift because she's being supportive and not there to like, I might cry, to like fuck up her life.
Yeah. Ooh. It looks like this Oscar winning actor is getting closer to confirming what I've been saying for a decade. He still hooks up with the permanent A-list mostly movie actress ex of his and has done so despite who they might have been involved with over the years. Isn't that right, sport? And that is, of course, Billy Bob.
I'm never going to hear that word again and not think of it. The only reason this A-list mostly movie actress isn't thinking about marriage is because the only men she hooks up with are still married. So it would be pretty tough to marry them. In the following blind, the A-list mostly movie actress is back to making it difficult for the father of their children to speak to him or see him again. And it just says Brad Pitt's afraid his relationship with a strange son can't be saved. But he did put hands on him, didn't he?
That's what was alleged.
Yeah, I thought it came out that he did. Like, that more people confirmed it, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Well, that's what was alleged. And the blinds basically say that, like, Angelina planted those stories to, like, ruin his reputation. It's also very much, to me, now this perspective is giving like K-Fed vibes. Like,
yeah,
it's like the cool parent that lets you do weird shit and like fuck, you know, trafficked people from different parts of the globe, and you're doing drugs together and partying. Like, obviously you want to like stay with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only reason that the A-list mostly movie actress, who probably won't get another installment of her franchise, wants to move is to keep her kids away from their father and to make sure they are in her orbit. So, of course, her ex is going to try and stop the move. And it says Angelina Jolie says that she bases where she lives on Brad Pitt for their children.
And these are the last two blinds from 2019. It was freezing, but the A-list mostly movie actress had paid for the photographer to be there. So she made a dozen or so people, including her family, go to the beach to take photos. And apparently she was on the Canary Islands with her kids and their pictures taken there. This A-list mostly movie actress is an Oscar winner. She has a history of over-the-top parenting. The woman she pays every month to sleep with her son so he doesn't end up with someone she doesn't know is way over the top. Okay, so I'm like playing this all in my head. And if everything went down when she was like 15, 16, that she was mentioned earlier, I'm not saying what she's doing is right, but I kind of like get it in a way.
Absolutely.
She's, like, in her head, she's protecting them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, if that's all she's known, I mean, she grew up with John Voight as her fucking dad. I mean, come on. Like, obviously, her parenting style is not going to be traditional, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're now in 2020. The former A-list mostly movie actress who also sometimes directs and who every person on the planet probably knows was supposed to get out of rehab this week, but there's still no sign of her. And then the follow-up to that blind was, this A-list mostly movie actress slash sometimes director finally showed herself after her time in rehab. It will be interesting to see how she has changed, if at all.
This blind is insane. I don't think I believe it.
Okay.
This A-list actress has her kids write their sexual fantasies slash thoughts into a journal, which they turn over to the actress every night. I don't believe that.
I don't know if I would believe that they're doing that every single night, but I believe that Angelina is weirdly involved in her kids' sex lives. I do.
Like, they talk about it?
In really weird ways. And she's so, like, Angelina Jolie is so sexually advanced and so fucking far out there and far gone. Like, this is a woman who worked as a BDSM escort as a teenager. You know what I mean? Like, she's seen some shit, and I just believe she must have a real skewed, like, sort of disjointed view of like what's appropriate.
Yeah, I'm like curious how that sex talk went. You know what I
Oh my
mean?
God, I can't even imagine. I can't even
What was
imagine.
your sex talk like, Troy?
Mine was interesting because it came after my mom found porn on my computer. And it was like back in the early 2000s when like internet porn was like wild. Like it would be like, girl sits on horse cock, like crazy, like, you know,
Two girls, one
uncurated.
cup.
Yeah, like crazy shit. And my mom was so worried, you know, and she was like, I looked at your computer history. And she's like, what are you doing? What are you into? And I was like, oh no, I was like, those are like spam. So then we had to have the talk, you know. What was yours?
I guess there are two. One time, me and my friend Steph were going to the mall in eighth grade before my mom dropped us off. All she said was, oral sex is sex. That's all she said. And we were like,
Oh
okay,
God,
we're not like
Jesus.
sucking dick at the mall, but thanks. And then
See ya.
at a random, I might have been like 15, out of nowhere, my mom, we were like watching TV. She goes, just so you know, if you're woman enough to have sex, you're woman enough to be a mother. And I was like, what the? And those are my only two talks about sex.
You're like watching Rugrats.
I know I'm watching like
My
Seventh Heaven.
God. I mean, that's like, those are both very effective things to say, though, honestly. I'll be real.
Terrifying.
Yeah. Oral sex is sex. Okay. Bye.
Fun at the mall. So this is a long blind. It starts with a house on St. Charles Blind.
Oh, Lord.
It has been several years ago now when this A-list mostly movie actress used to spend a great deal of her time in a city with the house on St. Charles. What's interesting, though, is her history with the house goes back much further than that specific time period. In fact, when she was visiting so often with her significant other, she never visited the house. Her work had been completed long before that. A decade prior to spending so much time in the city, our actress was contacted by, at that point in time, a high-ranking member of the government who controlled the house. He later became its head of government. The two became very close and shared a bed on a number of occasions. He financed all her pet projects and put her in touch with people who could help her with her thirst projects. In the city, because of its location and geography, are a number of consulates. The foreign consuls of the city became ambassadors of their specific countries. Over the course of a year, our actress entertained four such men and one woman at the house. All of the activities were recorded for posterity. Three of the five became ambassadors of their respective countries, all of which are very large or influential and all feed secrets directly to the man who arranged the liaisons with the actress. The leader and the actress had a falling out, but she stays quiet because of the things they did together, other than her activities in the house. Those activities outside the house would bring down her career. So that's Angelina Jolie, New Orleans, and Brad Pitt. And I guess they had a mansion down there and did a lot of humanitarian work.
This is not a cash upfront huge donation from the A-list mostly movie actress who sometimes directs. I know her knee pad statements makes it seem as if it is. It is a donation that will stretch out over several years and has conditions attached. And that's her $1 million donation to No Kid Hungry. And this permanent A-list mostly movie actor who was an Oscar winner slash nominee says that when he was with the actress, all of you know, that she used to peg him on an almost daily basis and would discuss it everywhere they went, whether it be the grocery store or in front of another actor slash actress. And that is Billy Bob.
This A-list mostly movie actress who sometimes direct has used the past 2 years to make it seem as if she is the loving parent and her actor ex is awful and abusive. Let us not forget that a decade ago, our actress was publicly called out for being verbally abusive towards her husband and her children on a regular basis. No one seems to be adding that to the conversation.
Don't believe the hype. A Finsta was purposely created by an offspring of this A-plus list actor to allege abuse at the hands of the actor. It was actually created by someone not even in the family. And that is when it came out that Brad was abusive, I guess, to Maddox. And it says in parentheses, Angelina Jolie says that she split from Brad for the sake of their kids.
Yes, this A-plus list mostly movie actor has hooked up with his A-list mostly movie actress ex within the past 2 weeks. Shocker. And that's Brangelina. And the following blind. I previously told you this A-plus list mostly movie actor who's an Oscar winner slash nominee was hooking up with his A-list movie ex. Apparently, it's now happening several times a week. This would be a big mistake. And that's Angie and Brad again.
Apparently, things are even better than the ex-sex I have been telling you about for the past couple of months between the A-plus list mostly movie actor and his A-list actress slash sometimes director still wife. And that is Brad and Angelina still fucking. That's crazy.
One day, all is well in the world of this A-list mostly movie actress who sometimes directs. Sorry, I'm going through puberty. The next day, she's convinced her ex is sleeping with a maid and getting inside information. And that's, of course, Brangelina. And they should stop sleeping together. And if you're listening and still sleeping with your ex, you should also stop sleeping with your ex.
I wonder if that's just like a rite of passage with divorce. Like, there's that one last, like, hate fuck.
Bang it out one last time.
Yeah, just to, I guess, be sure or whatever. The first time. Last year, I wrote a blind about an A-list mostly movie actress, Angelina Jolie, who had taken a very hands-on approach to the sex life of her oldest child, Maddox. She found the person who was the child's first sex partner and was in the room immediately before and after and just outside the door during. Considering the way that she was brought up and her own indoctrination into sex with a family member, her brother, I thought it was a unique situation, and I was wrong. The A-list singer, Madonna, has someone monitor the first. Okay, I'm flustered. Sorry. The A-list singer, Madonna, has someone monitor the first time the singer's eldest child, Lourdes, had sex to make sure nothing crazy happened, and then listened to the recording after. When the singer tried to do the same thing with another child, Rocco, the child rebelled. That child has been financially cut off. This former A-list actress has also made sure her oldest had sex for the first time in the home of the actress so that the actress could be there for support. The actress even made the child have sex in the bed of the actress and bought some sex toys as a gift. Wow. I swear to you, I did not know that there was a blind comparing Madonna, but like, that's the first thing that I thought of. And I remember when Rocco was like done with her and like moved out of the house and moved in with their dad, and everybody was like, that's so weird. Like, he's the only of Madonna's kids that doesn't live with her. And I don't fucking blame him.
Yeah.
Eek.
According to a cashier who waited on this A-plus list mostly movie actress, the burns on the tips of her fingers of the actress were so severe, it looks like she's using drugs again. The following blind. This A-minus list dual threat actor who likes to call everyone sport was telling a story to non-socially distanced friends last week that his A-list actress ex once hooked up with this A-plus list politician who was awful in bed, and after the 20-minute hookup, called slash texted the ex every day for 6 months trying to hook up again. He only gave up when the actress changed phone numbers. Billy Bob, Angelina Jolie, and Gavin Newsom.
Speaking of affairs, this A-list mostly movie actress slash director threatened to kill the last man who broke up with her after he went back to his wife. I also fully believe that Angelina has like threatened to kill people and like meant it when she said it, for sure. At this very popular Italian restaurant, Ibaldi, here the waiters are primarily Italian, or at least doing a good job pretending. The hostess and manager are Russian. The A-list mostly movie actress Angelina likes to think that she's fluent in Russian because of her role in the movie Salt. One of the two movies of hers I actually enjoy. Yes, Salt is great. she once played. She loves trying to speak to them in Russian and did it again last night. They humor her. Hey, that's funny.
Even though it's a reputable newspaper, I have not seen or heard anything to suggest the permanent A-list ex of this A-list mostly movie actor is publicly supporting him in his battle with his most recent ex. That is not a battle in which she wants to involve herself. And that's Jennifer Aniston not making a statement about Brad and Angelina. Like, she shouldn't. Like,
Yeah,
they've
don't
been
get involved in
divorced
that
for a
girl.
billion years.
Yeah, like what would she say? The duo. Back in the day, this duo was unmatched in their prices that they could charge. They rarely did actually charge money. More often than not, they just wanted Coke or really expensive gifts. They thought straight up cash was tawdry and cheap. This duo consisted of a foreign-born A-list actress who, I love the word tawdry, who at her peak everyone knew. All of you know her name, even if you don't know what movie she was in. Her partner in crime was an actress. I use that term loosely. Was she in movies and television? Yes. Did she consider it her career? No. There was not any guy in Hollywood who didn't try to sleep with the two of them together. What I would like to know is whether the A-list actress offspring of one of the duo ever participated. So this blind item is basically alleging that Angelina Jolie and her mom used to be like a fuck duo, and they would hook up with guys together, and everybody like wanted to hook up with them together.
It's not about the children for this A-list mostly movie actress. It's about the fact that the monster child support she would receive will vanish to almost nothing with the current ruling. Plus, she likes being the victim. And that's Angelina Jolie, and that's when Brad won the joint custody of their children. This A-list actress slash sometimes director is calling on friends with huge social media followings to lob grenades at her ex. And of course, that is Brad and Angelina again. Angelina is allegedly calling her friends to do that. And the following blind, the A-list mostly movie actress and the foreign-born A-list singer is a work thing. Despite what it may look like from certain choices in her life, she does not date men of color. So that's Angelina Jolie in The Weeknd, and that's when they were spotted having dinner together. But I don't know if I fully believe they weren't like dating because there were so many pictures that Dumois posted of them at like backyard barbecues and stuff. Like it was like intimate moment. I don't know. Like if you get spotted at a dinner with someone, it doesn't mean you're fucking them. But if you're at like
Right.
a backyard barbecue with someone, I feel like that's kind of intimate.
I agree with that. Yeah, I don't know if I believe that either, even though there's like a bunch of blinds about it, but I didn't believe it even when I was like pulling them. I was like, I don't know. I don't know.
And if she allegedly enjoys drugs, The Weeknd's like the perfect person for her to date.
Yeah, he's everybody's hookup.
Allegedly. I can't believe
Allegedly.
this is public.
I know, Jesus. After several years of me telling you about the sketchy circumstances of the adoption of a child by this A-list mostly movie actress slash sometimes director, it's finally getting a closer look by authorities. It is far too late to do anything about it, though. And that's Angelina Jolie and Maddox. And it says a new documentary set to explore the unethical practices used in Cambodia for adoptions. 19 years after Angelina Jolie adopted son Maddox from the country. And I've read about that like a lot of those adoptions that take place in Cambodia are just like very, very not by the book.
Okay.
And especially if you have a lot of money.
This former teen bride says that when she was about 19, this A-list mostly movie actor was still happily married to his actress slash director wife that they hooked up with multiple times over a 2 week period. That's Courtney Stodden being maybe a third for Brangelina or just hooking up with Brad. Poor Courtney Stodden, honestly.
I know. I believe that. I really do. I really believe that Courtney Stodden was trafficked throughout Hollywood. I really do. And
Yeah.
still, this permanent A-list mostly movie actress, Reese Witherspoon, canceled the career of this foreign-born actress, Abbie Cornish, for sleeping with her then husband, Ryan Phillippe. She tried to do the same with this A-list mostly movie actress slash sometimes director, Angelina Jolie, after she also slept with her then husband, with the then husband of the actress. So it's alleging that Angelina fucked Ryan Phillippe.
I believe that. That's when Ryan showed up on a red carpet with like turquoise hair and Angelina had like red hair or something. That was an iconic look. I
Yeah.
I'll put it on our Instagram swipe through.
I'd love to watch that sex tape. That would be wild.
I'm too scared. You would think, considering her history and such, that this A-list mostly movie actress would be open to dating anyone. But she refuses to date any people of color and tries to keep her offspring from doing the same thing. And again, that's Angelina in The Weeknd.
I guess it is a little crazy if you think about it that someone who's been so sexually active in Hollywood and like known to like hook up with so many A-list men or whatever, that she's never been tied to like a hunk, a minority hunk.
Yeah.
Like she's ever, you know, any of like the big ones like Wesley or Denzel or any of like the, she's never, and she's been around for so long. This A-list mostly movie actress has directed, and who has directed, by the way, Angelina Jolie has directed, just so you all know. Angelina Jolie is also a director. She did one movie. Why is he so obsessed? This A-list mostly movie actress who has also directed in the past told her ex that she would settle their legal dispute for $100 million. That would be just about everything he has. Angelina Jolie is using her children to get revenge on Brad Pitt for divorcing her.
A final agreement is in sight for this former A-list couple in their years-long divorce. There will be a big check written to the A-list actress. In return, she can never publicly say anything negative about her A-list actor ex. It has to be rainbows and unicorns, and that he was the best husband and is the best dad. And Brad Pitt hopes he and Angelina can forgive each other for their kids' sake.
We're now in 2022. The tabloids can talk themselves into it as much as they'd like, but the A-list mostly movie actress who has multiple movie franchises is not dating the Daniel Craig GIF. Oh my lord. So that's about The Weeknd. Fans are convinced that The Weeknd's movie star lyric is about his rumored relationship with Angelina.
This next blind is gonna put us
Oh God.
on someone's fucking list.
Here we go. The bots are calling.
This A-list mostly movie actress is such a hypocrite. More than once, she slept with this leader who's responsible for the suffering the actress is hyping this week. So allegedly, Angie and Vladimir Putin have hooked up. And she arrived in Yemen to aid refugees as she likens crisis to war in Ukraine. And then the following blind. This A-list mostly movie actress who is directed thinks her A-list ex was sleeping with a woman who was investigating the actor, which is why the actress lost a case against the actor. Okay. And it doesn't say. It says she might be suing the FBI over the Brad Pitt plane incident.
This three-named A-list actor says that his actress ex will call him randomly in the middle of the night and want to have phone sex. That's Billy Bob.
Do you think when he picks up, she goes, "Hey, sport"?
Yeah. Ew. This A-list mostly movie actress used poor African children as props for a recent magazine cover shoot that she did.
Three names have leaked out who had their safe deposit boxes raided in that big raid last year. This former A-list acting couple are now in a bitter divorce. Each had boxes that were seized as well. In addition, this A-plus list mostly movie actor had his seized and to date has not had all the items returned. So that's Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, and Leonardo DiCaprio. And apparently, the FBI seized heirlooms, coins and cash from hundreds of safe deposits in Beverly Hills, despite knowing some belonged to honest citizens. I hadn't even heard of that. Not that I have a safety box, but what the fuck?
The A-list actress who sometimes directs has been trying to get networks interested in an interview with her to be shot at the very end of next month with what she hopes will be damaging documents about her ex. Oh my Lord. No North American network wants to touch it for fear of upsetting her ex. A UK reporter for an online news organization is apparently the front runner. And it says Angelina Jolie claims that Brad Pitt assaulted her, caused $25,000 in damage during infamous 2016 plane fight. And the thing is, I also believe that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think both of those things are true. And I just think that she's really, really, really good at the media. Like, she's amazing, you know?
Because during that time, Brad Pitt was also in the throes of addiction. And I think he even said, mm-hmm. like, he used to drink around the kids and smoke too much weed around the kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if he ever admitted to, yeah. like, hitting Maddox, though.
Yeah, I feel like she was just, like, very good at, like, packaging his poor parenting, whereas, like, he wasn't so good at packaging hers. Because it's, like, it sounds like you're both doing hella fucking drugs.
Yeah.
And there's some weird sexual shit going on in this house that if this was not a famous couple, their kids would be taken away.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, so.
This A-list actress is convinced she can push her ex around and he will finally cave without fighting back. She must be really sure he doesn't have any proof of some of her shady interactions with foreign governments and leaders and all the missing people. All the missing people?
Right.
And also, if I had stuff about, like, shady interactions with foreign governments and leaders, I probably wouldn't expose them and be fucking murdered.
Yeah. Okay. We're ending with a doozer. This is our last blind. Just a day after discussing the involvement of this actress in foreign affairs, it was not a shocker to see a foreign agency doubling down on worldwide slavery numbers and mentioning an organization the actress has penetrated, and that is the UN International Labor Organization, who she works with all the time and is very open about. Yeah. This is why I'm like, the selective canceling of certain celebrities, it's like, you gotta be come one, come all. Like, you either watch movies or you don't, because they're all fucking insane.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, this episode was not what I expected it to be. I am sure we're gonna be murdered.
Yeah. We're gonna die gruesome deaths. And if it's reported that we, like, OD'd or something, just know we were murdered.
Just know I don't do hard drugs.
Yeah. You can't OD on edibles.
I just get really scared. So, yeah, is Angelina Jolie rotted, Troy?
I believe so. I believe so. And I think that we've talked about this before, but I just think, you know, to reach a certain level of fame, it's really rare that you don't have to be a complete fucking piece of shit and have done some truly horrific favors for people, you know, blackmail, all kinds of fucked up shit to get there. And Angelina Jolie is no exception. And it just makes you wonder when people talk about, like, not liking her, when you hear other women in Hollywood talk about, like, wanting nothing to do with her. It makes you wonder how many of them know this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I would like to sympathize with her because it sounds like she had a really fucked up childhood.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be allegedly trafficking people. And the sex thing, I mean, all of it's very bad to me. Like, everything I read, I've learned today has been terrible. Thank you, Troy.
Yes.
But, like, the weird stuff with your kids, that's something that I really don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, like, I'm going to have to sit with that for, like, a while.
Yeah.
I'm a little less, unfortunately, and I guess this just shows how fucking tarnished I am. podcasting, but I'm a little less surprised by it, I guess. I'm not really shocked by it at all. Yeah, I think that Angelina, I'll say it again, I think that she probably has really unhealthy boundaries with her children, you
Yeah, and I also take back everything I said at the beginning of this episode.
know? When you were saying that, I was like, oh, this is gonna be such a moment at the end when she, oh my goodness. Yeah, Angelina's a lot. She's a lot.
Yeah. So, guys, I mean, don't know how to end it.
I know. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. We hope so. If you're not a Patreon subscriber, this is a taste of what our Patreon is like. This was a very Patreon episode. We would normally never release something like this on our main feed, but yeah, you guys request more A-list people on the main feed and more sort of like dark stories and stuff. So this is a little taste.
Thanks for listening, guys. Make sure you subscribe, rate, all of that stuff. And our Patreon episode this week is going to be Mr. Adam Levine, and we are going to drag him to the pits of hell.
Yeah, and we love you very much.
Bye.
Bye.